Ya Allah, make me proficient in reciting the Quran. Ya Allah, make me proficient in reciting the Quran.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, we welcome you back to another beautiful episode on the Silsila Madani Qaida. As you know, the Silsila is designed so that we can rectify our Quranic pronunciations. This is our intention, that we want to read the Quran in the correct manner so that we don't make mistakes and serious mistakes where we change the meanings of the Quran. May Allah Azza wa Jal protect us against that. Before we continue into today's lesson, as always, please make good intentions. Our beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated in assembly of hadith, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. So don't delay, make as many good intentions today. In fact, make good intentions now that I'm listening to the silsila and participating in the silsila for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, for the pleasure of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that what I learn, I will try to practice and teach others, inshallah azza wa jal. Revision and repetition is part of learning. So keep this in mind, that each day, whatever lesson you are repeating, do revise it in your spare time. This will be very much beneficial for you, inshallah azza wa jal. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, there are so many benefits and blessings of reciting Durood-e-Pak, salawat or salutations upon the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said in a summary of hadith that the person who recites Durood or salat or salutations upon me 1,000 times daily, he will not die until he sees his place in Jannah. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, I do hope that your Madani Qaidas are in front of you, or you could follow on screen. Please do turn to page 18. And today's lesson will be lesson number 10. There are a few points that are written down just for our awareness. So please do concentrate when we are revising these lessons, because a lot of what we learnt already, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, you could say our foundation is laid more or less, and now much of what we have learnt thus far, for example the letters of Madda, the vertical harakat, the letters of Leen, we had learnt in previous episodes and previous lessons. So all of this we are now implementing, and we are now practicing upon this in today's lesson, inshallah azza wa jal. Always keep the makharij of the letters in mind. Makharij is plural of makharaj, and that is the origin or the place where the sound of the letter must emanate or come from. Always keep in mind the seven huruf musta'aliyah letters. This you can find on page number 1, lesson number 1. The seven letters that must always be pronounced with a thick tone, a thicker sound, and a full mouth. Whilst we are spelling each letter, concentrate on the shape of the letter, how it's changing when other letters are added to it before or after, and concentrate on the pronunciations. Try to repeat after me in a loud voice. But Islamic sisters must be careful that no ghair maharim are around to hear your voice. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So inshallah azawajal, we will spell each letter with their symbols, with their harakat, and we will pronounce them inshallah azawajal. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qaf Alif Fatha Qa Lam Fatha La Qala. Qaf belongs to Huruf Musta'aliya. I hope you remember this. So we're not saying Kala, we are saying Qala. A thicker sound, a thicker tone, and a full mouth. Because this is Huruf Musta'aliya. Qala. Saad. Kasra. Si. Ra. Alif. Fatha. Ra. Sira. Ta. Fatha. Ta. Sira. Ta. Here as well. Saad. And Ta is also part of the Huruf Musta'aliya, and therefore we must pronounce this with a thicker sound. Remember, any time you see a Ra that has a Fatha or Fathatain or Dhamma or Dhammatain, we must pronounce this with a full mouth. We will not say Ra or Re, but Ra. Sirata. Sirata. Ha. This ha, you can see, has a vertical fatha above it, and therefore we will pull to the extent of one alif. Ha, zal, alif, fatha, za, ha, za, ha, za. This zal also has a vertical fatha, and therefore we will pull according to the duration of one alif. Za, za, lam, kasra, li, zali, zali, ka, fatha, ka, zalika, zalika, kaf, alif, fatha, ka, noon, waw, dhamma, nu, kanu, kanu, qaf, alif, fatha, qa, lam, waw, dhamma, lu, qalu, qalu, lam, fatha, la. Alright, you can see the next letter is a ha. Can you see the shape of this letter? Always keep in mind how the shape changes, but the pronunciation of that letter will be the same. But also depending on what haraka, what symbol or sign is on it. Here we can see there is an inverted or upside down dhamma, and therefore we will pull according to the extent of one alif. Lahu, lahu, seen, waw, fatha, saw. Fa, fatha, fa, saufa, saufa, qaf, waw, fatha, qaw, lam, dhammatain, lun, qawlun, qawlun, fa, ya, kasra, fi, ha, kasra, hi, fihi, fihi. Alright, again, try not to stretch the sound of the letter fa and say fi. This will be incorrect. but in the ma'roof, in the normal manner, we must pronounce fihi. Always keep the makhraj of the letter in mind. You can refer to the inner page of the front cover where the letters are written with the category that they belong to and their makharij, that is the origin of where the sound must come from. Previous lessons, keep going back to the previous lessons. When you see, for example, there's a waw sakin or ya sakin, what rule applies here? If you go back, you will see it is a letter, is it a letter of madda? Is it a vertical haraka? Is it a letter of neem? And the description or the rules pertaining to it is found there as well. Noon, waw, dhamma, nu, ha, ya, kasra, hi, nuhi, ha, kasra, hi, nuhihi. Can you see qareeb al-sawt? I hope you remember this term. Try to memorize these terms and understand what they mean. Qareeb al-sawt means those letters which sound similar but they are different. Now look here, this is a very good example that we have ha and then we have ya and then we have ha. Can you hear the difference? Ha and ha. The second has a heavier tone, a thicker tone. And the first, ha, has a thinner tone because the makhraj is different. If you look at the makhraj, ha, this emanates from the center or the middle of the throat, and ha, this comes from the bottom of the throat. So keep these differences in mind so that we don't confuse the letters. Because when we are reading Quran in particular, and if we confuse the letters, the qareeb al-sawt, those letters which sound the same but they are different, if we confuse them, then we can change meanings of the Quran. Allah Azza wa Jalla protect us against that. Nuhihi, nuhihi. Now here we have a ba. Keep the makhraj of the ba in mind, that the wet part of the lips must be touching and not the dry part. Thereafter we have a ha, which has a vertical kasra. And then we are going to pull this according to the length of one alif. Bihi, bihi, lam, ya, fatha, lay. Seen, fatha, sa, laysa, laysa. Seen has a hard sound, but don't stretch the sound of the seen. Laysa, laysa. This will be incorrect. In the normal manner, laysa, laysa, ba, ya, fatha, bay. Noon, fatha, na, baina, baina. Try not to pull the sound of the na. For example, baina, baina. This will be incorrect. In the normal manner, baina, ain, fatha, a, dal, alif, fatha, za, aza, aza, ba, fathatain, ban, azaban, azaban, mim, fatha, ma, ta, alif, fatha, ta, mata, mata, عين فتحتين عن متاعا متاعا. Do you remember the makhraj of the meme? And that is from the dry part of the lips. Alright? عين, the makhraj of this is from the center of the throat. keep this in mind. For some people it may be difficult, but after difficulty is ease. If we practice inshallah azza wa jal, we will be successful. So a little bit more emphasis from the center of the throat. Ayn mata'an. Now here in the next example we have pa fatha pa. Pa, we know that this is huruf musta'aliyah, so therefore it must be pronounced always with a thicker tone, a thicker voice, a full mouth. Thereafter we have a ghain which has a vertical fatha. Pa gha, pa gha, sheen fatha sha, kaf waw dhamma ku, shaku ra fathatain ran, shakuran shakuran. Okay, here do not stretch the sound of the sheen and say sha sha, this is incorrect. Can you see the ra? The ra has fathatain, which means two fathas, and therefore it must be pronounced with a full mouth. If we say run, run, incorrect. Run, with a fuller mouth, thicker sound, run. Shakuran, shakuran. Ghain fatha gha, fa waw dhamma fu, ghafu ghafu, ra fathatain ran, ghafuran ghafuran. Alright, in this example we can see the waw which is after the alif has an inverted or upside down dhamma, so we will stretch or pull this equal to the duration of one alif. Da wu da, da wu da, kha waw fatha khaw, fa kasratain fin, khawfin khawfin khawfin. Ya waw fatha yaw, mim kasratain min, yawmin yawmin. Qaf ya kasra ti, lam fatha la, qila qila. Don't forget qaf is part of the harufi musta'aliyah, so a thicker tone is necessary, and try not to confuse it with the kaf. If we say qila, qila is incorrect, but qila, a harder sound. Ha ya kasra hi, lam fatha la, hayla hayla, ra dhamma ru, seen dhamma su, rusu rusu, lam kasra li, rusuli rusuli. This ha has a vertical kasra. Rusulihi rusulihi. Do not say rusulihi, rather rusulihi. Ra fatha ra, seen waw dhamma su, rasu, lam kasra li, rasuli, Again, this ha has a vertical kasra. Rasulihi, Rasulihi. Look at those two letters, the first two letters, right? The ra and the seen. These letters do not stretch the sound of this and say r and rasu. In the normal manner, we must pronounce rasulihi. Hamza kasra e lam ya fatha lay ilay ilay ha kasra hi ilayhi ilayhi عين فتحة ع لام يا فتحة لي علي علي ها كسرة هي عليه عليه. Alright, if we look at that ya, look at the ya that is in red, right in your Madani Qaidas or on screen as well. And can you tell me what letter is this? This ya is part of the letters of leen, and that is when you see a ya sakin which has a fatha before it, this is called a ya leen. Okay? And we must not stretch or pull alay. This will be incorrect. Without pulling the sound, we must pronounce alayhi. Maybe other places you can also identify where the different rules are, the different letters, whether the letters of madda or vertical harakat or letters of neen or huruf musta'aliya. So keep whatever we are learning or we have learned thus far, keep those rules in mind, keep those letters in mind, keep the makhalij in mind. Look at the shapes of the letters, how they are changing, and then inshallah azza wa jal try to implement the correct pronunciations inshallah. Sad fatha sa, waw alif fatha wa, sawa sawa, ب فتحتين بن صوابا. Do you remember which letter is the صاد part of حروف مستعدية? That's correct. Therefore, a thicker sound must be made. صوابا. Right. Now here we have ميم فتحة ما. This is straightforward. And thereafter we have the Hamza, which has a vertical fatha. So, how much are we going to pull the sound? One alif. Keep this in mind. Anytime you see a vertical fatha, or vertical kasra, or inverted, upside down, dhamma, you must stretch or pull that letter, not just the sound of the letter, but the letter, according to one alif. Ma'a. Ma'a ba fathatain ban, ma'a ban, ma'a ban. Okay, in this example as well, we can see the lam has a vertical fatha, and therefore we must pull the sound according to, or elongate the sound according to, one alif. Salatan, salatan. Here the kaf has a vertical fatha, so therefore pull the sound according to one alif. Zakatan, zakatan. Ra fatha ra. Seen waw dhamma su. Rasu lam kasratain lin. Rasulin, Rasulin, ميم حا فتحة مح مح فا واو ضم فو مح فو مح فو ضا كسرتين ظن ظن محفوظ 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 ظا. This last letter there, be careful and pronounce with a thick tone, because this is also part of the Haroof Musta'aliyah, the seven letters. We hear the Ha at the end has an inverted or upside down Dhamma, and therefore we will pull according to one Alif. Meem Fatha Ma Qaf Alif Fatha Qa Maqa Maqa Meem Dhamma Mu مقام مقام مقامه مقامه مقامه. Here as well you can see the ta has a vertical fatha and the ha has an inverted or upside down dhamma. ختامه 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 لام واو فتح لو حا كسرتين حن لو حن لو حن حا واو فتح حو حو لام كسرتين لن حول حول دال يا كسرة دي نون ضمتين نن Deenun. Remember, dal has a hard sound. Deenun. Ba. Fatha. Ba. Sheen. Ya. Kasra. She. Bashi. Bashi. Ra. Dhammatain. Run. Bashirun. بشير قاف واو فتح قو قو ميم كسرة مي قومي قومي قومه قومه ها فتح ها دال يا فتح دي هدي هدي نون ألف فتح نا هدينا هدينا با يا فتح بي بي نون فتح ن بين بين نون ألف فتح ن بيننا بيننا زاء ألف فتحة زا ها كسرة هي زاهي دال يا كسرة ذي زاهدي زاهدي نون فتحة ن زاهدين The sound of this letter za. Try not to stretch it and say za, za. This is incorrect. Zahidina. Ra alif fatha ra. Kaf kasra ki. Ra ki. Ra ki. عين واو ضم عو راكع راكع نون فتحة ن راكعون Here as well. Once again, the ra is there with the fatha, and therefore it must be pronounced with a full mouth. Do not say ra. Raki'una is incorrect, rather raw. Okay, the kaf. Don't stretch and pull the sound of the kaf and say raki'una. Raki is incorrect. Kaf just has a kasra, and therefore we must pronounce in that manner raki. Raki. Keep in mind the makharij of the letters, the makharij of a'in. And here it is attached to the waw, waw sakin, and therefore we must pull a little bit. Raki'una. That pulling must be equal to the duration of one alif. Alright, in this example and in the next example, these are names of Prophets of Allah Azza wa Jal. But if you have a look at the seen, in both cases, the seen has a vertical fatha. And as we already have learned that vertical fatha or vertical kasra or inverted dhamma, these must be, the sound must be pulled according to one alif. Isa, Isa, Musa, Musa, Sad, dhamma, su. Dal, waw, dhamma, du, sudu, sudu, ra, kasra, ri, suduri. Remember, sad is part of the huruf musta'adiyah, so it must be pronounced with a thicker tone. Dal must have a harder sound, and here ra has a kasra, and therefore it must have a flatter sound and not a full, it must not be pronounced with a full mouth. Suduri, suduri. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, I want to add something extra today. Alright, if you could please turn to the back of your Madani Qaidas to page 46, or you can follow on screen as well. You can see that lesson number 22 is regarding Salah, and here we have Takbir al-Tahleema, Thana, Ta'awud, Tasmiyah, and many other aspects of Salah itself. When you are performing Salah, we all know Salah is compulsory, it is fard for all Muslim men, all Muslim women, adults, and therefore we have to read it, but are we reading our Salah correctly? This is a question we must ask ourselves. Seriously and sincerely ask yourself. Many of us, we went to madrasa a long time ago, when we were children. How long ago? So many things we had forgotten. Maybe many things we didn't understand correctly, or we misunderstood. Dawud Islam is giving us opportunity. These kind of opportunities, these madani activities, madrasatul madina, even online as well, so that we can rectify, we can reform ourselves. Let us take full advantage with good intentions, let us take full advantage, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Now here, we are going to briefly touch on the pronunciations of these four points. Takbir al-Tahreema, Thana, Ta'awud and Tasmiya. So please do concentrate. The remainder of the lesson we just did now, we will continue in our next episode, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. But for now, inshallah, let us go over these very important aspects of Sunnah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alright, another thing is, and one of the points is contained here, you can have a look in your Madani Qaidas, that if the meaning of the word gets corrupted or has a very bad meaning because of changing the letters or the sound of the letters, confusing maybe the qaf from the kaf, not differentiating, then salah will not be valid. Salah will become invalid. This is how serious this matter is, my dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel. Let's listen and let us repeat, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, and reform and rectify ourselves. When we are beginning our salah, or when we are moving into different positions, different postures, then we must recite this Takbir al-Tahreema, which is to begin the salah. This is also used when we are changing positions and postures. Allahu Akbar. Please repeat after me. Allahu Akbar. Alright, some people make a mistake here and say Allahu Akbar. Ismi Jalal, this is the bliss name of Allah Azza wa Jal. As you can see, there is a vertical fatha, and therefore we must pull according to the duration of one alif, and we must pronounce this with a full mouth, not with a flat sound. We should not say Allah. This is Ismi Jalalat, which means the blessed name of Allah Azza wa Jal, and therefore we must pronounce this with a full mouth. Allah, Allah. Alright? Ha, do not confuse with ha. Allahu. And Akbar, the kaf, we should not apply qalqala. Qalqala, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, in upcoming episodes, we will learn about this regarding qalqala, that there must not be an echoing or bouncing sound. We should not say akka, akka, ak. Allahu Akbar. Right? Even this word Akbar, some people, they say it incorrectly, and this can actually invalidate the person's salah if meanings are changing. Some people incorrectly, they say Akbar, or they would say Akbar. So these are incorrect, and don't say it in this manner. In the normal manner, in the ma'roof, the common manner, this is how we must pronounce it. Allahu Akbar. Alright, regarding the Thana. Thana, let's listen and repeat, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Subhanaka Allahumma. Alright, here. Subha. Ba is part of the huruf qalqala. Qalqala we are going to learn, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, soon. But here a slight bouncing or echoing sound must be made. Subha. Subha. Subhanaka Allahumma. Full mouth. Subhanaka Allahumma. Right? We should not say Subhanaka Allahumma. Humma. We must pull a little because the shad is here. Wa bihamdika. Always differentiate the ha and the ha. Qaf and the kaf. Right? Subhanaka Allahumma. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika wa bihamdika wa tabaraka ismuka. Can you see wa tabara, not wa tabara, because ra has a fatha, and therefore it must be pronounced with a full mouth. وَتَبَارَكَ اسْمُكَ وَتَبَارَكَ اسْمُكَ وَتَعَالَى وَتَعَالَى جَدُّكَ جَدُّكَ. Can you see above the dal? There's a symbol that looks like a W. This is a shad. And inshallah azawajal, in our forthcoming or upcoming episodes and lessons, we will deal with this. We will learn this as well. Whenever you see the shad, this symbol, that means that letter must be pronounced two times, right? So we are saying jadduka. Wa ta'ala jadduka. وَلَا إِلَٰهَ غَيْرُكَ وَلَا إِلَٰهَ غَيْرُكَ. Okay, once again from the beginning. سُبْحَانَكَ اللَّهُمَّ وَبِحَمْدِكَ وَتَبَارَكَ اسْمُكَ وَتَعَالَى جَدُّكَ وَلَا إِلَٰهَ غَيْرُكَ. MashaAllah Azza wa Jal. And now for the ta'awud, right? Many of us, we keep repeating these things incorrect. And therefore to change it, it's not impossible, difficult, but not impossible. أعوذ أعوذ. Right, first, the first letter you see is a Hamza, and the second is an Ayn. Now both of these letters sound the same, they are Qareeb Sawt, they sound the same, but they are different, right? The Makharij is different as well. And we have a Zal. Do not confuse with a Za. Do not say A'uzu. Zu will be incorrect. أعوذ بالله. Okay, we said Allahu Akbar, right? Allah, we did not say Allah, because here we have the fatha before the blessed name of Allah Azza wa Jal, and therefore we are pronouncing with the full mouth. Here we can say, we can see that Ba has a kasra, and therefore Ismi Jalalat, the blessed name of Allah Azza wa Jal, will be pronounced with a flatter sound. Billahi. We will not say Billahi. This will be incorrect. A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaytanir Rajeem. من الشيطان الرجيم أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم بسم الله. Here as well, the blessed name of Allah Azza wa Jal, we are pronouncing it without making a full mouth, because the letter before this, you can see the meme has a kasra, and therefore we are not pronouncing with a full mouth. Bismillahi. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, today we had covered much of our lesson regarding applying the different rules that we have learned thus far. We have gone over ta'awud and tasmiya. We had done the thana and takbir al-tahreema. But remember, it's necessary for us that we revise this. If we don't revise it, then maybe we can forget. Maybe we can continue reciting incorrectly. So it's necessary for us to revise these lessons individually or collectively, that is up to you. Also, please do join. Join this beautiful Madani movement of Dawud Islami. We have nothing to lose and too much to gain. Once we are in it, then we will understand. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us the ability, the enthusiasm to correct our Quranic pronunciations. Ameen, Bijahin Nabil Ameen, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Please do join us next time on this beautiful silsila, Madani Qaida. Sallu ala al-Habib, Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
Ya Allah, make me proficient in reciting the Quran. Ya Allah, make me proficient in reciting the Quran.